Sorry about the fade in, guys. Steven stood up and was I was unclear if he was gonna sit down or I didn't know, so we just kept fading in and out. That's how it goes.
My tablet was ringing with the Skype ring for this call. And it would have just been going on for like the next 5 minutes in the start of our next hour. So
is that because I guess I called you when you were offline, so it went to okay.
It always rings computer and tablet.
Four years later, and I'm still discovering things that Skype does. It's fucking
insane. Terrible.
It's insane.
Go die in a fire, Skype.
True story. What are we doing on the show?
All right. So, you have arrived in the Gyaxi system, and you're headed for the planet Vinaya to drop off your dear friend, Exemplar Lauren DeSoto. At least that's the original plan.
Did we get the codes or whatever from him? Did that successfully?
Yeah, we got his eye scan and his vocal print and whatever other biomarkers that we need. Of course, like, if he is listed as missing and stolen, then these probably will be not good for long. But maybe we can use them to like sell to somebody else so they know what kinds of things that I don't know. Who knows?
Whatever. You have something. You have some pay data, but it's not. It's questionable of its value right now.
Yeah. Great. What city are we landing in? Planet?
You're landing on the planet planet Vinaya.
Have we been here before? This is where we came from originally, right?
This planet is where the Madari Syndicate basically has their home base. They own this whole planet.
Right.
It's there.
This is where we left to go to Vafai'i and then came back, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You went here, Vafai'i, and back. Yeah. What's that?
Did we get any more? Like when we get into orbit, I guess I called. Oh God, I'm blanking on her name.
Rajani,
yeah, the cheese.
Okay, yeah. So you call her, and she gets on the call. Is it a video or just audio call?
I'm thinking let's just do audio for now.
Okay, and are you calling from the bridge or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right. So anyone else who's on the bridge, I assume Piani and Alfarius, at least. So, so you call and eventually get transferred to her because you have a direct number.
And talk to her secretary?
I think that she
is accepting
she would expect a call from you, and you have a number that doesn't go through like a bunch of like routing. Like you just talk to her directly if she's available. So she picks up and she says, so good to hear from you, Higgs. I had been wondering when I would.
Well, I mean, it takes time to travel across the universe.
Yes. Yes, this is true. So, would you like to explain now? Or should we meet in person so you can tell me how you fucked this up?
Well, we've got the person, and that was the mission. So, technically, we didn't fuck up at all.
That's what I like about you, Higgs. Always looking for a way to make profit where there might not be any.
Well, actually, there was no profit for this mission, so...
Why is that?
You weren't going to pay us anything, I thought.
She's like, it depends on what you consider payment, but you have him for me, and he's alive, I hope?
Yeah, I think he's addicted to morphine, but that'll probably help you.
Wait, hold on. So, excuse me. So you have the? Are you sure you have the correct man, the exemplar, Lorne DeSoto?
He says that's his name.
And how is it that you know he's addicted to morphine?
Well, I think he's. We might have got him addicted. I don't really know. We had a. The person taking care of him on our ship was not a doctor.
So,
oh God.
Let me understand something, Higgs, Captain. Do you know how the Purity Initiative works? Do you understand their tenets, even a little?
I don't say anything.
She just she like, says,
does that answer your question?
She says, they believe in the purity of the human body. They are against cybernetics, against modification of the human form. That includes drugs. So I can't possibly imagine how the exemplar of their order could be a... You know, we'll talk about this in person. I'd like to see him. Is he in good enough shape? Can he move?
I look at Eric when she says that.
Yes.
Yeah, he can move. We'd probably like to keep him sedated, though, until you have him. He doesn't know where he's at.
Are you using morphine to sedate him?
That's the one.
We can send her his bio information.
Would you like to buy the bio information from us?
No, I want him. I want the man.
Okay.
If it would help in verification.
Oh, well, for verification's sake, we can just send you that now, and we'll be on over in a bit. Would you like his bodyguard, too? We've got his body, if you want it, just for...
I have no need for a corpse. I have plenty of my own, thank you.
Okay, fantastic. Where would you like to meet?
I'll send you coordinates. I'll have a ship bring me there. Not here. We have a facility.
You and your facilities.
So she disconnects. And within a few minutes, you get coordinates to... There's a belt of asteroids, a bit like the, I guess, like the Kuiper belt, that's like separating the inner planets from the outer planets in this sector. And she gives you coordinates to a spot inside that that band of asteroids.
Great. We head there. We make a course, set a course, and go.
Okay. All right. Are you going to do anything to prepare your prisoner transfer, or just wait until you get there?
I think we just keep them sedated.
Okay.
Lightly sedated.
All right. So on the way over there, I think, like, Eric, you spend most of your time in the are you on the bridge or are you in the engine room?
I'm probably in the engine room. That's where I spend most of my time if I'm not in my room or checking on DeSoto.
Okay, so you're in the engine room, and Pi comes on over the speaker, and they say, Eric.
Yes.
I think there's a problem with the auto dock.
What do you mean?
I think you should go and take a look.
All right. And I, you know, the machinery settles back onto its moorings. I slide my way out, you know, wipe the grease off on my shirt, you know, quickly walk down the hall to DeSoto's room.
Okay. I'm going to make a quick luck check for DeSoto to see if what he was trying to do was successful.
No, it was not.
Okay.
Damn right.
Oh, you rolled. Sorry, let me show that.
So it's okay. I got an 8. So you get to the med bay,
but Adam, I have to ask about your ethics. Is it lucky that he did get the drugs, or is it lucky that he did not get the drugs?
Well, he wanted the drugs.
Is he lucky that he got what he wanted?
Well, just wait, and we'll let Eric.
Yeah, Eric's about to find out.
So you get there, you open the door, and DeSoto is like on the floor, like on his knees with his like forehead on the deck, and he's got like his hands on his head, and you can see that his like nails are all like broken, and that his like fingers are really like there's like blood all over his hands. Mm-hmm. There's bloody like smears on the side of the auto dock where the like seam between the like storage unit and like the processing unit and the front of the auto dock is. So there's always like bloody like scratches.
Yep.
And he's on the floor just like mumbling to himself, and like kind of rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
And the auto dock, the auto dock is just flashing like a red warning, like, please do not tamper with the auto dock. Please do not tamper with the auto dock, like over and over.
I have been tampered with. I have been tampered
with. Yeah, please call a technician.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I don't particularly see any problem. I mean, you know.
Just close the door.
Well, like, I think I like, pick him up. Uh-huh. And I say, it's time.
Okay. And you can see that he's like, yeah, he looks like total shit. Like he hasn't been like well these last few days. He tries to like push away from you. Like he's like, let go of me. And, like tries to shove you, but he's super weak.
Yeah. Did I hear the conversation between Higgs and Rajani? Was that shipwide or just
between? No, I think that was just between the two.
Well, I wouldn't try to hide that, but yeah, whatever you say, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just say, it's time, and I, you know, and then I just, like, grab him and shake him and say, DeSoto, it's time.
Okay. So he like shakes his head and he kind of looks at you and you can see that he's got some, there's still some clarity there. Like he's not totally like gone, but he's like, I can't, no like this. And he like holds his hands up and he like sees the blood and he's like, the people, the prophet, Strophios, I can't do it. I can't, you have to take me back. And he like tries to like push you away. He's like, I have to go home.
I say, DeSoto, we're not going to Strophios.
What?
Look at yourself. DeSoto.
And he's like, what? No. No, where are you taking me? And he starts shouting. He's like, Ichiro! Ichiro!
Yeah, I you know, I'm shouting back at him. I'm shouting,
Ichiro,
calm down. We're
in.
Taking you to a medical facility. We will get you clean.
Higgs comes in, weakened at Bernie style, and he's like, hi, I'm Ichiro!
I'm here to protect you.
So what I'm trying to say is not that we're going to Strophios, but also not that we're handing you over to people. I'm like, you can't be seen by the Purity Initiative in your current state. We're getting you clean, and then we're going to Strophios.
Mm. Okay. Make a persuade check.
Yep.
Plus like 30 because he's on drugs, right?
Yeah.
No, we'll just a nice even regular old roll.
So this is going to be a tough one because I have a minus one and a minus one in charisma.
How about a luck check for how persuasive this talking purple dinosaur is to him?
Yeah. That's not how morphine works.
I got a 7.
How do you know?
You've obviously never done morphine before, Jeff.
God.
Okay, so he won't, like, if you had failed, he would have like gotten like violent and aggressive, but he's just gonna be confused. And so he tries to like stumble back from you instead of like push past you into the hallway.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's still shouting and like he's like, help! Help! And like other people like in the ship can hear this. You can hear
that. Like I'm just gonna let him sort of tire himself out for a little bit. I'm just gonna step back and just like sort of hold my arms out and say, DeSoto, we're not going to hurt you. We're going to help you. You have to become pure again.
He isn't sure whether he believes you or not. And so he's like, wait, but what? Why? Why did you? I was fine before I was hurt, and I need medicine.
Yeah,
I tried to, and he like points at the auto dock. He's like, this fucking thing won't give it to me. I'm dying. I can't breathe. And he like pulls his shirt open again, and like you hear the buttons like plink off the floor. He's like, please, I can't breathe. I have to get outside.
I put a hand on his shoulder. I look him in the eye. I say, DeSoto, listen, we're going to breathe together. All right, you and me, we're going to breathe at the same time. All right.
He's also just, like, overcomes. Pi says, outside is outer space. You would die.
He doesn't know that. Don't freak out.
Yeah, I'm just like...
No, go on. Go ahead.
I'm just like breathing very slowly and measuredly, trying to like keep eyes with him. I'm here with you. We're going to be okay. Going to a hospital. We're going to get you clean and pure.
Okay.
And I think like if he starts calming down a little bit, this is probably where Eric lets a little bit of the emotion that he's feeling actually show.
Okay. And, you know, like his face kind of screws up and tears sort of well in his eyes. And he says, "I'm sorry, Mr. DeSoto. I didn't know. I was just trying to help you recover from the accident. If I had known, I would never have done this."
And so he sees you, and you can see that he's like, his eyes are kind of glassy, and he's like, "Oh, don't worry, Magnus. Everything will be fine. I paid off the police. They won't know what happened. And we'll be on the ship and long gone before they realize. And then, my boy, I'm going to take you home. And you'll see, I have a beautiful home. And I will introduce you to my friends. And we will have a party. Magnus, I owe you my life." And he, like, leans on you. And he's, like, breathing hard, and he's, like, shaking and cold, but, like, sweaty.
Yeah, I sort of hold him, and I say, "Mr. DeSoto, what is your first name?"
He looks at you, he's like, what did you mean, what is my first name? It's Lauren. I told you this yesterday. I knew that you would be the man to protect me. This place, I will never come back to this planet again. Majid is disgusting. He, like, looks around, and he's like, "Wait, hold on, this is not my hotel room." And he, like, starts to stand and, like, stumbles a little bit.
Yeah, I guess I just sort of, like, I'm just going to stay with him until he calms the fuck down a little bit.
Okay. All right.
You know, but
he goes back and forth between, like, intense paranoia, where he's just like, "Who are you? Get away from me." And then mistaking you for this Magnus guy. Mm-hmm. And, like, sometimes he's, like, fairly lucid and is like, "No, we'll be in Strophio soon, and then all this will be over." And then is, like, panicking because he's like, "Oh, we can't go back there." Mm-hmm. But, like, he doesn't ever, like, pass out or calm down, right?
Yeah. I mean, when it's time to make the transfer, when we land, I'm just going to grab him and corral him.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I think that outside the ship, we see him, or we see the swan song, like, fly into a cloud of, like, asteroids. And in the distance, you can see one of the asteroids has been, like, it's retrofitted. There's a bunch of, like, buildings attached to it, and it's, like, just slowly rotating. And there's some, like, blinking lights out there. And we see Alfie. We see you at the controls, and the kind of, like, alien looking, like, green vector, like, approach diagram. And Higgs, a voice comes on over your intercom. Like, you get a ping from the asteroid.
Okay, I accept.
Okay, so somebody's voice comes on and says something like a greeting to you in a language you don't like. It's like, again, like Urdu, or you've heard Rajani speak it before. The tone is, like, just a little aggressive, and you could guess it's like, "Who are you?" or "What are you doing here?" or whatever.
Thanks for that, Jeff.
Thanks, Joe.
No. Sorry, repeat what you just. The tone is, it's Rajani
aggressive.
Talking.
They want to know who you are.
No, it's not Rajani, but somebody is, like, demanding something. In
okay, gotcha. I said, just like, "Oh, this is Higgins. I'm dropping off a body. I mean, a person."
And then he switches to English, and he's like, "Ah, Captain, you are expected. Please follow the running lights." And you can see on the heads-up display another set of, like, landing pattern comes in. And there's a port on the side of the asteroid that you get led to.
Okay. Follow it through.
All right. So, yeah, you fly into a small, like, docking. So the asteroid is pretty big. Like, it's the size of a city. And, like, a decent-sized city, but, you know, it's just an asteroid with some material. It looks like it's used for mining, maybe. You fly into the dock, and the controller comes back on over the comms and says, "Once you're settled and docked, just disembark. There's atmosphere in the docking bay. I'll send someone to take you to Miss Van Dorn."
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. So you feel, Eric, you feel the ship, like, land on the deck plates.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do?
Yeah. You know, I'm just, you know, there with him, trying to make sure that he doesn't get too crazy, trying to make sure he doesn't freak out too much. I said, Mr. DeSoto, it's time for your detox. And I, you know, put my arm around him and I guide him out.
Yeah, so I think when you start to get him out of the room, he starts to panic a little and he's like, no, no, Magnus, you can't. You know the cops are waiting for us. What are you? And he like tries to push you away and he's like, you're working for them. And,
no,
like,
backs himself
into the room and he looks around and you can see he's like looking for a weapon or something.
I mean, you know, like, if this guy just starts, like, seriously fighting me, I'm just going to use my psychic powers to just control it and be like...
Okay, I don't think you can pin him again, but yeah. You don't really have, like, your complex manipulation is about as good as you using your hands to move him around.
Yeah, but, like, that and hands? I mean,
Telekinetic press is for, like, shoving, basically.
Yeah. My first line of defense is to try to like play into his fantasy. So I guess I'm responding. I'm like, yes, Lauren, it's me, Magnus. We have to go. We're going to a hospital. We're going to get you clean.
And he's like, no, no, I don't want to. They own the hospital. I can't. And he probably like grabs like a scalpel or something that's like nearby that he was using to try to pry open the machine before it broke. So it's just like a jagged like edge and he just grabs it and he points it at you and he's like, no, you can't. And he's like menacing you with it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't want to kill him. Like, is he injured? If I attack him, is he going to die?
No, his body is in rough shape, but you could... Like, do you want to try to, like, knock him out? Is that the thing, or...?
Yeah, I mean, like at this point, I'm kind of... Like, I've kind of tried my best at trying to, like, get his cooperation.
Yeah, definitely.
And, like, it seems like he's just not... He's not actively resisting prior to this point, but he's just not cooperative, so...
Yeah, he's all fucking hepped up on goofballs, man.
Yeah, so... let me look at my powers. Psionics. Telekinesis.
For James Bond karate chop.
Yeah.
Put it to
him. Yeah, like the only thing that I could possibly do that would damage him psychically is telekinetic ram. And I'm not.
Yeah, which is like an anti-vehicular. You just blow him through the wall.
Let me look at what my other powers are. Metapsionics, telekinesis, and teleportation. I don't think I can grab him with me from teleportation. But I don't have that sheet open. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just.
Imagine what it's like to try to deal with people who are like all crazed on drugs when you don't have psychic powers.
Yeah, I mean, I think like I'm just trying to like, control them. I would go on the comms and say, Pi, if you're available, I'd love some assistance. And then I just like launch myself at him. I'm just trying to grapple him, get the weapon away from him, control him.
Okay. Yeah. Make a strength roll.
Okay. Just. Me plus my strength or roll plus my strength?
Just make a 2d6 with your strength.
Okay. It's just a straight 2d6 for me.
Okay.
7.
Minus. Cool. All right. So you lunge for him.
And this is
and
how
he,
Eric died to a morphine.
He doesn't
want to
fight you. He doesn't overpower you, but he like you lunge for him, he like ducks, you stumble, and he lunges past you and runs out into the hallway.
Okay. That's where I wanted you to go. That's what I shout after him. That's where I wanted you to go.
Yeah, he runs out into the hall.
Yeah.
And
does he run into the morphine cabinet that we have left over?
No, he runs out. We have a giant syringe in the hallway, and he just literally lunges himself onto the syringe to get that.
So
get
he gets out in the hall. What's everybody else doing? Like you, I guess. Actually, Piani, you're the only one that's not. Are you on the bridge right now or no?
I actually, I mean, I think if we were probably going in, I was on the bridge.
You're on the bridge? Okay, so everybody is on the bridge except Pi.
Well, no, it's weird you should ask. I was coming around the corner with a fucking barrel full of just syringes of morph.
No.
Jeff was actually,
Does someone need these? I don't...
Jeff was walking down the hall onto the set of Saw where the guy reaches in to the syringe. Anyways.
I'm piloting the ship, I guess, so I'm in the pilot chair.
Yeah, okay. He's driving along the dotted line, too.
Okay. So he, he runs out into the hall, and Eric, do you run after him?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So he's run into the airlock. And he's shut the airlock door. And Pi is standing outside, and Pi looks at you and says, he's in the airlock. And you can look through. It's got a like a metal door with like a window. And you can see him. He's like run inside, and he's just like muttering to himself. But you can't hear him because the airlock has like it's like sealed. It's got a
I just go on comms. I say, Piani, he's in the airlock. Shut off the access to the outside doors.
I can't. He's manually overridden it. He has control of the airlock.
Yep.
No, he doesn't have control of the airlock. Yeah, you can do that, Piani. You can just shut it off.
Okay. I'll do exactly that.
Do it up.
Good.
Okay. All right.
So and then I just stand there. I go on the comms in the airlock. I say, are you comfortable, Mr. DeSoto? We'll have some people here to pick you up shortly.
Okay. He like roars at you and like runs at the door and like slams the scalpel into the window, but it doesn't like do anything. It just kind of like scratches the glass. And he's like,
break the scalpel.
It was already broken. And then he just like throws it on the ground.
Good.
And he starts like just fucking around in the airlock. Like he pulls the panel off the controls and like is just like shouting. And you watch him over the course of like I guess you've just landed. So as the ship like powers down and repressurizes according to the outside pressure, you see him slowly just kind of like lose energy and then like kind of fall back onto the floor. So the ship is docked.
I'm just waiting and watching, just keeping an eye on him. If it looks like he's going to die, I'm going to run in and not let him die.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, Pi just stands and watches him the whole time, like, with you, and just doesn't say anything, just kind of watches.
Yeah.
And then, you've landed. So what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, I assume we'd go get his body, and I'd... Is there like a greeting party?
I mean, if you go outside, there'll be people waiting for you.
Yeah, I think we go outside. I get the crew ready. And
okay.
I'm just doing business as usual. Nothing. I'm just dropping totally. Off the body.
Okay. All right. I mean, he's sort of conscious. So you you arrive and Higgs, you go outside. Piani and Alfarius, are you with? You with him?
Yeah, I'm the guard or whatever. Somewhere.
All right, there's a couple of people outside, and actually, Rajani has come to meet you, and she's wearing like a flight suit, and she walks over and she says to you, Higgs, she's like, look, gestures, like, do you like my asteroid?
I thought you were going to stop after. Yes, it's nice. It's a nice ass.
she winks at you. She's like, so do you have a morphine addict for me?
Yeah, I do. He tried to kill himself, or I don't know. He's probably got blood over him, but he's good. We got him.
So at Eric's this point, I think, Eric, are you bringing him out? He's unconscious. So.
Yeah, if he's unconscious, I just, step in, lift him up. Yeah.
Okay. So she walks over when she sees this, and she like grabs him by the face, and he like whimpers a little. He's like, ah. And like she like jerks his head up so she can look at him, and, like looks at him in the face, and she looks at you, Eric, and then looks at Higgs, and she's like, yeah. This is him. Good work. No and then problem. Eric, she gestures, and there's two armed guys that like sling their gun behind their back, and they're like basically like they go to take him.
Okay. I render him unto their care.
Okay, so you go to give him the first one like goes to put his arm under him, and he starts to like try to get away, like he starts to squirm kind of helplessly, and he starts to move, and the other guy just hits him in the face with the butt of the rifle, and you hear like he hits him and he like snaps his head sideways and like he kind of like leans over and some blood and spit comes out of his mouth. You hear a click as like one of his teeth falls on the floor. Mm-hmm. And then he's just totally limp. And
I just mentioned to whoever's listening, maybe Rajani, I say, Miss Rajani,
she turns, looks at you,
he's really very addicted to morphine, just so you know.
She says, don't worry, Eric. We know how to handle addicts around here. And she turns and barks an order at the two men, and they take him away. You can just see his feet, like, dragging on the floor and, like, little drops of blood from his mouth. And then she turns to Higgs, and she's like, now, why don't you come inside and we'll get you a drink?
Is there a gun at the end of that drink?
she laughs, and she's like, looks at you, and she's like, What? Why is everyone being so tense?
Well, you're being kind of nice, and typically that means I'm about to die.
Why would I want to hurt you? You've done exactly as I asked. It might have been more complicated than I thought, but we have him, and that's what matters. Besides, the codes you're looking for, they would get you access to Strophios. We have agents on Strophios already. We don't need them. We need to have a conversation with Mr. DeSoto about political issues. We're going to send him home, but we need to make sure that he understands some things first.
Oh.
And in fact, and she like kind of looks at him being dragged away. So in fact, in this condition, you've done some of our work for us already. So I feel like I need to give you an extra little bit of a bonus. And she kind of like looks at you like, everything's fine. Chill out, Higgs.
Maybe bonus. A tip.
So she says...
Eric says that, and I just shoot him. So what do we do? Yeah, I go inside and take the drink.
Yeah, so she's
as
like,
he explodes, it says the end outside the back of it.
Yeah, and with the blood, exactly.
Like reading
didn't they do, what did they do? They did that in Wanted? Was that in Wanted?
Maybe, yeah.
It might have been in Wanted.
That sounds like the kind of corny bullshit that movie would have done.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so I think that she's like, come on inside. I have some very old whiskey that I would be happy to share with you. And she like puts her arm around you and like leads you into her like asteroid base.
Great.
Yeah. You guys want some experience?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess so. Like, what do you
what's
do with
what do you what even is do with experience?
How does that work?
Okay, so it took that was a two. Two session adventure. Let me just go and check.
I honestly don't know if I have my current XP saved. I have to go get my sheet. Do I?
It's okay. You can write it down.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. 9640.
Okay. Oh, I was already on the right page. Way to go. Okay. Everybody can have 750 experience.
Great.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
750?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Anyone level up? We broke 10K.
I wish.
I have no idea when my XP is
like morphine for player characters.
That's true.
Yep.
Level 4 is 80-20. Level 5 is 16-40.
It's different for everybody, though.
For me.
Yeah.
No, I have not leveled up.
Nice.
I'm going to basically need to like... unseat the Hofade and cobble aid in order to level up.
Great.
Awesome. Don't let your dreams just be dreams, Steven.
Yep. Just
yesterday
do it.
You said today.
Yep.
So what are you
Jeff's
waiting
been
for?
Traveling so much he just saw that meme yesterday. And thinks it's still hilarious.
The video is still hilarious.
It is plain. It is fantastic.
I don't think there'll ever be a time it's not funny. No, they're probably.
Well, I mean, 5 seconds from now, it might not be that funny.
You know, you're what I'm right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Jeff, why don't you start? Can you do shout outs with the Warlord Titan next to you?
It's all the way in the other room now.
Okay.
Do you have a special Warlord Titan voice you could use for the shout outs? What does your Warlord
beep,
Titan sound
beep,
like?
Beep, bop, bada, boop, beep.
No, I'm not intimidated.
Sweet, I'll upload a video sweet. And you guys will check
that's,
it out.
Oh, God. Now, why did this happen?
Hey guys!
Oh god!
So I stream StarCraft 2 at twitch.tv/EGIncontrol. No, In Control TV. I'm a member of Team Evil Geniuses. Oh. You should follow me on Twitter and at and Twitch at what? EGIncontrol? What? Twitter.com/EGIncontrol. That's what it is. I have a Warlord Titan. It's huge and badass. And yeah, you guys should sub to my channel.
There you go.
All right.
It's like that, I forgot, because Adam got a new Skype or whatever, yeah. So I fucked right. everything up, and I never changed it. So, hey, Wheat's good.
Yo, I'm probably not going to be around that much until TwitchCon, so if you're coming to TwitchCon, I'm probably going to see you, but yeah, like, you know, I don't even know what to say. I've forgotten how to fucking do this. You know where to follow me? Thank you, you guys, for letting me be a part of the show.
There you
thank
go.
Thank you, Steven. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're not Steven. Marcus is what I meant, Marcus.
Yeah, that's the second time you called me Steven tonight.
No, it's not.
Not,
it
not,
look
that
a lot
it's,
alike.
Not that it.
It is. It is the second.
Wait,
time
when did you do it already,
Steven, tonight?
It is. It is.
Guys, my brain's like completely gone.
It's okay. I know that that's a shitty excuse, but I'll let you have it.
This will probably be Adam. Ask Steven. Go ahead.
Yes, Steven. Okay. I'm Silent Osiris everywhere. The O is the zero, which I don't regret at all.
Nope,
having to explain
I've never regretted
every time.
That.
I'm really obsessed with Diablo 3 right now, and maybe I'll stream a game of it sometime. No, actually, I definitely will. Confirmed. I promise I will.
Only with Adam.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to hang out with Adam sometimes. He needs the attention. I'm also making a game about roller coasters that's actually kind of cool and not as silly as maybe everybody might have thought it was. It's quite a cool game. Let's see, what else? I'm the GM of West Marches right here on ItMeJP, so check that out whenever I do it.
Man, I'm going to remember that and just fuck it up on the next step. I'm just going to call Steven Adam so many times.
Now. Your lizard brain is
my lizard brain is just secreting
Adam,
that.
Steven.
Lizard brain. Yeah.
Statum.
It's Statum.
Statum.
That's his name. And then this will probably be Jeff. It's
be
Adam.
Jeff is me.
Yep. Nailed it.
You can do a medley.
God. Hello. So thank you for tuning in. Questions are already up on Reddit. Feel free to. Yeah. I am not making. I can't fucking do an ad.
It's okay.
Save my life. Check him out. It's Skinny Ghost, a name that he totally does not regret either, because like Steven, he made it when he was 12 years old. Ghost was taken on Hotmail, so we went with Skinny Ghost because it's edgy and cool. Check him out. He made Dungeon World. Yeah, you know, however you feel about that, let him know. Just tweet it at him. It's also Skinny Ghost there. Lately, Steven is picking up the pieces of bigger and more successful streamers. Not Steven, Adam. God!
Now you're really
in.
Yeah! You're doing Steven. That's right.
He also plays some awesome characters. They may be doing other shows that you should also tune into. And Adam goes to gaming conventions where you can come say hi. And he appreciates your camaraderie and checking out his stream, by the way, where lately he's been learning Japanese, which I know a lot of you are saying that sounds really boring. But Adam makes it a little bit less boring. So you should check it out. There you go.
There you go.
Awesome.
Anyone streaming after this?
You need to say like more often if you want to pretend to be me. Finally, to say it every sentence.
Do you say like a lot?
I have to. Yeah. When I do impressions of people, I take the worst part of their speech and then like blow it up. And I can't. It's way too. Like I don't trust myself in my current state of brain to do an impression.
Right. All right. Well, we'll practice. We'll
like way that. Mean and You'll people are like, just a dickhead. And it's like no, I'm just sorry.
Just tired.
I'm just really tired.
Exactly.
I get really mean when I'm tired. I'm sorry.
This is where you plug Monster Energy, Jeff. Get me through the day.
I had my Monster earlier, man. There's nothing that saves from jet lag. You just have to like live.
I feel like that wouldn't be a really good endorsement right now.
It'd be like Monster Energy,
Steven,
is what has allowed you to be me to be here right now. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's actually just water.
Someone please screenshot that face because I just want to send it to Anna.
So
like,
well, dude,
I want to send it to Anna every morning, like right around the time Jeff. Tell me what
your
she makes
beautiful
up.
Beautiful husband.
And I'm just gonna be like, "Good morning from Jeffrey," and then his face is gonna be there.
Yeah, you did this. You made this choice.
It's gonna be great. All right. I was about to say let's take a break, but nope, we're done. We're getting the fuck out of here. Have a great week, everyone. Let you guys know when we're doing another show in the future. It will be. We're not. There's not going to be any role play shows next week. So just prepare yourselves for that. We'll see you guys later. We're out. Have a good one. Bye bye.
Be prepared.
It's from Lion King.
Yeah, I know where it's. I just go to sleep, Jeff. We're out. Bye.